Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Do you want to come upstairs?
I beg your pardon?
Do you want to come upstairs? Oh, or have you come to arrange a holiday?
To arrange a holiday?
Oh, sorry.
What's all this about coming upstairs?
Oh, nothing. Now, where were you thinking of going?
India.
Ah, one of our adventure holidays.
Yes.
Well, you better see Mr. Bounder about that. Mr. Bounder, this gentleman is interested in the India Overland.
Morning, I'm Bounder of Adventure.
Hello, I'm Smoke Too Much.
Well, you'd better cut down a little then.
I'm sorry?
You'd better cut down a little then.
Oh, I see. Smoke too much, so I'd better cut down a little then.
Yes. I bet you get people making jokes about your name all the time, eh?
No, I've never noticed it before.
So you're interested in one of our adventure holidays, are you?
Yes, I saw your advert in the Buller supplement.
The what?
The Buller supplement.
The colour supplement?
Yes, I'm sorry, I can't say the letter B.
C?
Yes, that's right. It's all due to a trauma I suffered when I was a schoolboy. I was attacked by a bat.
A cat?
No, a bat.
Oh, well, can you say the letter K?
Oh, yes. Khaki, kind, kettle, kipling, kipper, Kuwait, keeble, bollage, Oxford.
Yes, yes. Well, why don't you use the letter K instead of the letter C?
What? Spell Buller with a K?
Yes.
Colour? Oh, thank you. I never thought of that. What a silly bunt.
Anyway, about the holiday.
Well, yes, I've been on package tours many times, and so your advert really bought my eye.
Ah, good.
Yes, you're quite right. I'm fed up with being treated like a sheep. I mean, what's the point of going abroad if you're just another tourist carted round in buses surrounded by sweaty, mindless oafs from Ketchum and Boventry in their cloth caps and their cardigans with their transistor radios and their Sunday mirrors complaining about the tea? Oh, they don't make it properly here, do they? Not like at home. And stopping at Majorcan Bodegas selling fish and chips and Watney's Red Barrel and calamari. Morris and two veg and sitting in their cotton sunfrocks, squirting Timothy White sun cream all over their puffy, raw, swollen, purulent flesh because they overdid it on the first day. And being herded into endless hotel Miramars and Bellevues and Bonte Dentales with their modern international luxury roomettes and draft red barrel and swimming pools full of fat German businessmen pretending they're acrobats, forming pyramids and frightening the children and barging in the queues. And if you're not at your table spot on seven, you miss the bowl of Campbell's cream and mushroom soup, first item on the menu of international cuisine. And every Thursday night, the hotel has a bloody cabaret in the bar featuring a tiny emaciated dago with 9-inch hips and some bloated fat tart with their airbrill cream down and a big ass presenting flamenco for foreigners.
Shut up!
And had an idle typist from Birmingham with flabby white legs and diarrhea trying to pick up hairy, bandy leg what weight to score Manuel. And once a week, there's an excursion to the local Roman ruins to buy cherryade and melted ice cream and pleading Watney's Red Barrel. And one evening you visit the so-called typical restaurant with local colour and atmosphere, and you sit next to a party of people from Rilla who keep singing Torre Molinos, Torre Molinos, and complaining about the food. It's so greasy here, isn't it? And you get cornered by some drunken greengrocer from Luton with an Instamatic and Dr. Skull sandals and Tuesday's Daily Express, and he drones on and on and on about how Mr. Smith should be running this country and how many languages Enoch Powell can speak, and then he throws up all over the Cuba Libras and sending tinted postcards of places they don't realise they haven't visited to all at number 22. Weather wonderful, our room is marked with an X. Food very greasy, but we found a charming little local place hidden away in the back streets where they serve Watney's Red Barrel and cheese and onion fizz. And the importance is, maybe it's because I'm a Londoner.